Recorded.
It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Monday night, and that means that Radio Night Live is back. And I am so thrilled to be back on this particular Monday night because last Monday, very sadly, we did not have our esteemed partner in studio with us. In fact, she was dealing with some family issues that had arisen, and we had two of her research fellows that were with us. But Hillary Kramer, welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's great to have you.
And it is wonderful to be here, Kevin, especially with this stock market that keeps treating everybody well.
So let's talk about what happened with the market last week a little bit, because you know, I think between the threats of inflation that are coming and the proposed tax increases that the president seems to kind of, wave the flag that he's thinking about doing, I think that we're going to have some jitters this year. And I'm curious as to your reaction to particularly how, you know, the markets received some of that news last week when he did announce that he does intend to go forward with that big, massive tax increase.
Well, the stock market really shrugged it off, truly, truly shrugged it off. We waited for word from the Federal Reserve to see what their reaction would be, because it's like a puzzle that has to fit together. How is Fed policy going to change, given that taxes would be rising, especially in corporations, which would make stocks more expensive it would make stocks cheaper, and it would make all of us a lot less wealthy, because companies just won't be as worth as much if they have to pay high tax rates. But what happened is that the market continues to realize the coming out of the pandemic and the pandemic glory. You know, there's just this, like, everyone's walking around in this haze of excitement of whether it be fine dining or casual dining or retail on any end, travel, leisure, casinos. Everyone is like just eking, you know, to like get out there. And so the stock market should be going down. It will be going down next year when the reality hits. But for right now, just follow the money and follow the trend. The trend is your friend, and the trend is telling you that this market's going to keep rising.
The euphoria it has more to do with coming out of pandemic than it does about a solid economy that's poised for newer and greater things. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, especially, Kevin, when you think about the fact that unemployment is still, we're looking at single-digit percentages in unemployment, but that's because the unemployment only captures those who are still looking for work.
Right.
So in reality, we have over 40 million Americans who are out of work right now. And that is going to weigh heavy, ultimately, you know, on the economy. And then what we have, very interesting, as we do field checks, there is such a backlog of missing semiconductors or container ships that are backed up. And it's not because of the Suez Canal. There is so much jammed up in the system because the global trade network, that whole paradigm, has just not been working as it should. So we're going to see, you know, a shortage of iPhones. Go to Dick's Sporting Goods. there are lots of sneakers that haven't even arrived yet. Okay, we're in the midst of baseball season and Little League, and there's so much yet to arrive. So it's going to be a very tricky time in the market, but as we can see from examples like Microsoft today making a massive acquisition in the area of artificial intelligence, there's still going to be money to be made even when this market turns down on us, Kevin.
Well, and that's one of the reasons, friends, why you've got to be listening on Monday nights, because Hillary Kramer right here is giving us kind of a little bit of a blueprint to kind of read the maps as they are unfolding week to week. And if you have taken any of her recommendations or some of the recommendations that her research guys gave us last week, even in a market that's somewhat off today, you're not losing a ton of ground, because some of the companies that they have put forward, I went ahead and grabbed some while I could. And we're having we had a pretty good day today, so that's why it's so important to be listening and to subscribe to Hillary's newsletters, because that's where they are really packing in the information that you need to make your portfolio do as you need it to do in the days to come. And again, Hillary, we missed you last week, but your guys, they did you proud. They came
on.
Oh, I am. they were very excited to be on, and we had a really great conversation. Now, one of the things that I know people tune in for, particularly on Monday nights here, is that you usually have a list of hot tips, stocks that you like for this week, and we're going to get to my questionable stock of the week. I've introduced this idea where I'll find something, I'll ask your team about it. We'll get to that a little bit later. But what's your first tip for us tonight?
Goldman Sachs. You want to be in Goldman Sachs. The reason is that Goldman's going to be announcing their earnings shortly. There's a lot of expectation of bad news built into Goldman because of concerns that the young analysts were very upset about having to work 100-hour weeks. And believe it or not, this did put a little bit of a damper on a stock that's already at $330. But Goldman Sachs at $330, just fair valuation, is above $400. And Goldman is going to hit it out of the park next week when Goldman Sachs, investment bank, asset manager, mergers and acquisitions specialist, and now even in the retail banking world with a company called Marcus that is out there trying to compete with the Wells Fargo's of the world. You are going to see Goldman Sachs at $330 get easily up above $350.
Wow.
So that's my first big stock recommendation that everyone has to be in. And let me just give you another one that's on my list, which is 3M. MMM is the ticker symbol. Now, 3M is one that you want to be in. It's everything from, of course, it's the air filters, and we've heard more about it because of the masks and for hospital workers and,
right,
you know, infection. They specialize in many ways in preventing infection, but they have 60,000 products, and from a valuation standpoint, 3M is still undervalued. You have a 3% dividend yield. Everyone loves to get some nice dividends, and MMM is a company that you're going to see. I mean, look, they're in everything. So even though, again, the focus has been on medical and surgical supplies and infection control and the big oral care dental division, there's also a big area in adhesive and tapes and just electrical markets. And they're also, 3M is in the automotive aftermarket. And that is an area that's going to be very hot because there are so many cars on the road. There will be continuous cars on the road, and 3M is going to play a role in autonomous driving.
All right. Well, and you know, if you've been listening the last few weeks, you know how much Hillary and her team like the autonomous cars. Personally, I think they're going to kill us all. I think they're going to drive us off a cliff one day, and no parachutes will be involved. But that's my pessimism. That is not Hillary nor Scott or Tal's pessimism, as they effused on them last week. And in fact, I have to admit, Hillary, I did go ahead and dip my toe into the autonomous area last week. I'll tell you what I did when we come back. But Hillary's with us. Hillary's with us every Monday. It's Monday, Money Night, and we are so glad to have you. Again, all of Hillary's resources are at hillarykramer.com, one L, and a K. Hillary, one L, Kramer with a K, .com. She's got seven different newsletters that you can choose to subscribe from. I would recommend that you see what they do and then pick the one that's best for you. But we're coming right back from this first break. More hot tips for the night. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go anywhere. Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Soffin from ProCure Proton Therapy Center located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the 4 best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, that each help your body deal with inflammation. Each of the 4 ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's right there, approaching from 4 different angles may very well be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it'll work for you. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com. Dennis Prager believes we're living in 2 different worlds.
At this point, it would appear that we are drifting to 2 different United States of America. The free and rational states of America and the Soviet and irrational states of America. Free people should have their own airline, their own Major League Baseball, their own states.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. It's Monday night on Radio Night Live, and the impeccable Hillary Kramer is back with me. We missed her last week, but if you miss anything that she's talked about, etc., you can always go find it at HillaryKramer.com. That's her website, 1L and a K, HillaryKramer.com. And Hillary, the big news last night, of course, the Fed chairman was on 60 Minutes, and he took on some interesting topics. There's concern about interest rates and what they're going to do and how that's going to impact the economy overall. He also delved into the Archegos Capital fiasco and how you know, this one company ended up, what was it, $30 billion that it cost the markets in some of the aftermath. And then he confirmed something that some of us had kind of been a little bit on the edge about, and that is that the U.S. is going to unveil their own digital currency. It's going to compete with, you know, Bitcoin and all these other cryptos that are out there. But I guess because the yuan is being introduced this week in China, America feels like they've got to get their own out there. So I'm just curious, what'd you make of any of those big issues that are facing the economy right now?
Well, first, let's start with greed. And that's really what Fed Chairman Powell was talking to in discussing the hit that the market took. Big hedge fund manager, we've talked about him over the past few weeks, an Asian tiger fund, very successful, $12 billion was leveraged up. I know you referred to the $30 billion hit to the market, but if you take the overall hit, and you include the hit that the banks have taken as well, it's more than $100 billion that this one particular investor has cost the market. Now, wow. Why did that happen? It's important to look at it. That's where leverage comes in. That's where margining up, that's what that's all about. So you have one investor who decides that all of these tech companies, he was especially into a lot of the media companies, like, for example, Viacom, you know, which is MTV and Nickelodeon,
CBS,
and Paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this particular investor went in and borrowed, and it really was, for every dollar, he got up to $50 of leverage. And all of these banks were happy to charge big, big pieces of money. I mean, why do you think mortgages are so popular with banks? Banks never want us to use cash, even if you have cash to buy your house, and even if it's extra cash set aside, because the big money is made by lending. Right. So they always make it like, oh, well, of course you want a mortgage. And in the case of stocks, one particular fund over leveraged, didn't have the money behind it. But all of the investment banks in their greed, including especially Credit Suisse, gave all this money. And when the stock didn't go the way it was supposed to go, there was a margin call. But unfortunately, there wasn't enough money, like just liquidating this entire $12 billion fund, still left this total, this $30 billion cost to the market, $100 billion cost to banks all over the world.
Wow.
And it just always remember greed and fear. The market, Kevin, is driven by greed and fear. And we go from being very fearful and afraid to being greedy, thinking that we're going to miss something. And that's why we got to be careful with the next topic, which is cryptocurrency, which was also Fed Chairman Powell's discussion. Now, cryptocurrency is separate from fiat currency. Fiat currency, like the dollar, is backed by the U.S. government, or the pound sterling is fiat currency backed by the U.K. But now, with the new push towards cryptocurrency, it's almost like an oxymoron to think that the U.S. government is getting into the business of cryptocurrency, because the whole point is not to have a government involved in it.
Right.
Because that, I mean, it's the cryptocurrency is perfect for the libertarian who doesn't want anyone to know what they're doing, what's going on, and to be able to have freedom of choice. And as soon as the government gets involved with cryptocurrency, then suddenly it gets regulated. Then there's taxes paid. Then it gets very complicated cross-border. But there's still money to be made in cryptocurrency. We have IPO Edge. That's one of my 7 newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
And in IPO Edge, that's where I have wonderful opportunities in pre-IPO companies that you can buy into, or companies that are still so small that we consider them basically still in the IPO stage, or companies that have just had an IPO. So we think Silvergate Capital SI is a cryptocurrency bank. We think it's going to continue to do well. We were in it at $12.50, and right now we're up there in the $150 range, but it doesn't mean that SI, Silvergate Capital, isn't going to stop giving you money. Just because a stock has gone up 1,000% doesn't mean it won't go up another 1,000%.
Yeah.
That's my tip of the day.
that's another good tip. And so far she's mentioned Goldman Sachs, 3M, and now SI as you're keeping track of the tips on your at-home scorecard. I do, too. I write everything Hillary says down, And then I've made adjustments over the last few weeks since she's been with us. And Hillary, your people are helping me. And that's why people need to subscribe to the newsletters, because you get even more analysis and insights on what's going on. And again, if you want to check out her newsletters, it's at HillaryKramer.com. Hillary is one L, and Kramer with a K, HillaryKramer.com. But she's got them all right there, including the IPO Edge, which, Hillary, brings me to my stock symbol of the night. I asked you a couple of weeks ago if I could start bringing symbols that I have questions about to your team. And last week I brought Afterpay, and Scott liked it so much, he put it on his hot top of the hot stock of the week list. And after he did, I went and bought some shares of it, and we're up $92 or something like that over a week ago, which is kind of cool. But let's talk about the one I'm bringing this week. And if we don't have enough time in this segment, you can riff on it a little bit more when we come back. But I like to go find companies that I think are doing something kind of unusual that might meet some sort of perceived need that the unique days that we live in might be giving us. And when we come back, I'm gonna ask Hillary about a company named Byrna. BYRN is the symbol, and it is a company that I ran across a few months ago, and I did buy some shares, but I like their their approach, and I like the way they're thinking through the problem. And I'll ask Hillary about, is that something we should be looking for? The innovation of companies that are solving our problems. Taking our second break, coming right back. Lots more, including more hot tips from Hillary Kramer. Her website, HillaryKramer.com. This is Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Don't you go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from Procure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference. Precision therapy, passionate care.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. Indoor seating is now available for diners by reservation only, and spaces are limited. Michael's follows all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. For reservations, call 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hi, AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
We have rain. We have 48 degrees on this Monday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. An 18-year-old male is in custody after allegedly shooting another teen on the Upper East Side this morning. It happened on the rooftop of an apartment building on East 78th Street near 2nd Avenue around 8 a.m. The gun was recovered at the scene. The 18-year-old that was shot was hospitalized and is expected to recover. A 2-year-old child is reportedly in stable condition after being shot in Newark, New Jersey. It happened today in the city's Central Ward near 14th Avenue and South 6th Street. First responders were able to transport the child to University Hospital, public safety, officials say police continue to investigate. And New Jersey officials say over 5 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine now have been administered, with 2 million people considered fully vaccinated. Governor Murphy notes this coming Monday, the state will make the vaccine eligible to everyone 16 and over. He just got his vaccine this past Friday and says outside of some arm soreness, everything felt great. Both Murphy and the First Lady will return to Atlantic City in 2 weeks to get their second doses. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, we're looking still at about a 15-minute wait. Citybound, no more than a 5-minute wait. 10 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, inbound 5 minutes. GW Bridge, that's a pretty good ride into and out of the city. If you are trying to get to the outbound GW Bridge, West Side Highway northbound slows from the 140s to the GW Bridge. FDR northbound slows from the 90s up to the Triborough, and again from the 150s to the GWB. Cross Bronx, westbound heavy from the Bronx River Parkway to the George Washington Bridge. Eastbound heavy off the bridge right out towards Webster Avenue. The Bruckner's heavy eastbound from the Triborough to the Hunts Point Drawbridge. And the Deegan northbound slows from Willis Avenue up to the Cross Bronx. Van Wyck still jammed up both ways from Kennedy up towards the Kew Gardens interchange. And the BQE jammed up both ways from the Williamsburg Bridge to the Prospect. Showers continue this evening, tapering off after midnight. Tomorrow, best day of the work week. Sunshine, high 59. Partly sunny Wednesday, high 58. And now you know what's going on. I'm Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us. And on Mondays, we talk about money, and I'm so honored to have Hillary Kramer with us. You know her as the Millionaire Maker, and she has her own syndicated radio show here in New York. You hear that on Sunday nights on this very same station, AM 970, The Answer. But it's kind of cool because immediately the next night here on Monday, she's giving you the lowdowns on hot tips that you will not find anywhere else, unless perhaps you're subscribing to one of her newsletters. And Hillary, we mentioned the IPO Edge. That was, in fact, a suggestion when I gave Scott the symbol letters for Byrna, BYRN. He came back to you and said this might be something to feature in that newsletter coming up. But what did the Kramer research team come up with Byrna?
Okay, we love Byrna. By the way, every investor loves what we used to call penny stocks. We call them dollar stocks right now. Byrna is $1.29, close to $100 million market cap. So it's not and a company that has a phenomenal revenue growth rate. And that's something that we always look for, accelerating sales. But first, let me tell you why I think this Byrna, Kevin, that you chose is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant in a hot area, and we could see this stock absolutely be a double or triple from here. Okay, so Byrna, it advertises itself, and certainly for good reason, as the number one non-lethal home defense system, right? It's going to be very hard today. There's a lot of issues going on in terms of guns, and I don't want to get into any politics. We're just going to talk about the fact that if in your home you need something but don't want to be shooting a gun, you have Byrna, and it's this CO2 gun, and it fires a pepper spray. It's called a pepper ball, and it can disable people from up to literally 60 feet away. And it's the kind of product that does well when people are scared and when there's crime rates that are rising, when gun control is becoming more and more difficult and restrictive for so many people to be able to buy. So I would say a company like Byrna does exactly what you need, which is it gives you that sense of security in a time period where you don't want to have a gun, but you want to absolutely protect yourself and feel good that way. And the sales are just phenomenal. Started with $1 million in sales, now $16 million and growing fast. So this is a great one. Plus, Byrna, BYRNA Technologies, there's a lot of good distribution chains and a lot of good ways to sell a company like this. You know, sometimes that's the bigger problem. How does a great idea get out there into the market? And this one, there is enough areas and places to buy self-defense products, both online, you know, making themselves known in social media, as well as locations where people can go. and and be able to buy a company like this. So you definitely want to be there, and it makes a lot of sense. Thank you for that one. We love that, Kevin.
Well, and so let's focus in then on the IPO Edge newsletter. So Scott suggested that you guys might profile this. What would be typically found in your IPO Edge newsletter?
Well, IPO Edge, we include a number of different areas, from the companies that were waiting to actually get out there and be an IPO, right? You know, we're waiting for Coinbase, which is a cryptocurrency exchange, literally the place that would hold your cryptocurrency for you, to go public, as well as companies that might have already gone public that we think have great potential and that the market hasn't yet recognized. And that would be a company like Roblox, for example, RBLX, which is, we call it Digital Disneyland for the kids, a way to just have turnkey solutions for all the apps and games, for all the games that you want to be able to put on an app. What we also have in IPO Edge, I mean, companies like we mentioned Silvergate before, SI, you know, a bank for cryptocurrency. But we're also very strong in IPO Edge in the companies that are going to list on the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ that are still, let's say, trading like over the counter. Like, let me give you a good one that we really like. Nouveau-Monde Graphite. The ticker symbol is N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, G as in George, R as in Romeo, F as in Frank. And it's a company still trading on the over the counter market, like the pink sheet, so to speak. Now, what we love about Nouveau-Monde is, and it is in our IPO Edge, it has done great for everyone, graphite mining operation. And it seems to be like it's going to be the largest graphite mining operation in the world. It's a complete green tech company. And look, that's the direction where we're going. And they focus on zero emission and sustainable sourcing for green anode battery material. And graphite is the dominant material across all commercial battery technologies. We don't think about it that way, but graphite is really important, and that graphite has to be sourced. So we think there's some phenomenal opportunity here.
Well, and that's what I love about your team, Hillary, is because they are always thinking about these deeper levels of why what the company's doing has a path to success in the future.
Right.
And that's what you're going to find, friends, when you go to the IPO Edge and subscribe. You can do that at HillaryKramer.com. We're coming right back. Money Night's going quick here on Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sauvin from Procure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
Why is God being systematically removed from American life?
The death of religion in this country is the death of America as we know it.
In America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Nick Searcy considers our country's religious roots with smart people like Dennis Prager, Richard Grinnell, and the late Herman Cain, and makes you laugh along the way.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Representative Omar, or her husband, or brother, or whatever.
Stream it on your phone, tablet, or TV. Go to SalemNow.com, promo code Mike G. SalemNow.com, promo code Mike G.
This is Dennis Prager with Mike Gallagher. We want to invite you to join us for a trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October 27th to November 5th. You will be amazed and inspired in your faith.
Dennis and I have planned every detail, minute by minute, of this trip to make sure you have the best experience possible. It's something you'll never forget. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. Aren't you ready to travel again?
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Eric Metaxas believes we need to reach across the aisle.
Isn't this fascinating that somebody who's so politically different would agree with me so strongly on other things, on the danger of big government controlling our lives? And it's a good thing, folks, when we can link arms with those on the other side on issues. I don't care if I am going to partner with somebody who in some ways I disagree with. We're partnering for the right reasons.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. Ron Paul, the eclectic former congressman, coined the slogan, "Audit the Fed." While I appreciate the sentiment, I think it misses the main point. I'm not so much worried that the Fed is lying about what's on its balance sheet. I'm more worried that it's telling the truth about it. I'm concerned about what we do know. Case in point, the Fed just recently released its audited financials, and they show a massive expansion in size, growing 130% in just 1 year. They have tentacles in just about everything. Not just financing our federal deficit, but even making massive investments in commercial and residential real estate loans. That's right, trillions in newly created dollars have been thrown into real estate markets through mortgage-backed securities. What could go wrong? Has the memory of 2008-09 already faded? We need a renewal of fiscally responsible voices in Congress who will work to keep the Fed accountable. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie Perkins, and thank you, Hot Sardines, our house band here at Radio Night Live. Love those guys, and we've loved their music for quite some time, partly because it's just... it's timeless. You go to the 20s and 30s, you hear the Hot Sardines today, you can't tell the difference. That's what I love. And that's one of the reasons why I like doing these timeless subjects every night. We've got money on Mondays. We've got travel on Tuesdays. We've got medicine and wellness on Wednesday. We talk a little legal action on Thursdays. And Fridays, we're doing fun and food and ways to feature your weekend entertainment and hospitality and so forth in ways that are going to help bring back New York. Our goal is to help every New Yorker make 2021 a better year than 2020 was. And that's what Hillary Kramer is doing with us on Monday nights in the financial arena. And Hillary, we just unloaded my inquiry of the week, Byrna, BYRN, if people want to get that. We talked about the IPO Edge newsletter, but you were telling me in the break, there's a little golf cart company, a little electric car company that you really like. And this is another of your hot tip tonight.
I do, and this is something that anyone who would be a subscriber to IPO Edge would be finding these kind of companies. So Ayro, A-Y-R-O, and that's a ticker symbol. Originally, the company was called Drop Car, but what they do, A-Y-R-O, this $5.54 company, is they design and manufacture these automotive-grade electric vehicles, but they're the ones that often have three wheels. They're basically the golf carts that are used inside the airport to get you around, out on the tarmac at the airport, which they use to drag around the luggage and load up the airplanes. It's used in big industrial areas where one needs to get around quickly, as well as Aero's products are used on big campuses, not just industrial campuses, but truly on university campuses. And they have this club car 411. It's just like four-door, low speed. It's for logistics, cargo services, all these different configurations, including the flatbed ones, as well as the ones that can take people around, you know, as I just said, for campus management.
Right.
And also, Aero has a place. You know, I always look for, you know, what is the big macro seller here? So, of course, it's the electric vehicle aspect to it, but also urban commuting, the concept of the campuses, which have gotten larger and larger, campus transportation, the need and the demand to be green and clean. We call it ESG. ESG investing, that is everything from sustainable you know, green energy. It also includes companies that have enough women on boards of directors or in management positions, but AYRO, this is really where we're going. We've already seen, it's got to be 50 years that these golf carts, I've seen them get plugged in and run on electricity, and now we're taking that concept and it's going to be everywhere. And it's also a great baby boomer stock, because where do you think baby boomers are all moving? To gated communities. And the golf cart is I'm calling it the golf cart, but you know what I'm saying, this compact electric vehicle.
Right.
It is the hottest way to go. So AYRO. Now, let me give you one that's a completely, absolutely on the other side, and that is Domtar. Okay, Domtar, UFS. Why do I say it's on the other side? Well, let me tell you what it's on the other side of. It's on, kind of on the other side of products, in that this is a sleepy company. It's a tree company. Tree to supermarket. What Domtar does is paper and pulp and packaging. There is packaging demand. If you think about it, you might think of Amazon as, you know, replacing the big box retailer.
Hillary, I've actually made the statement to my lovely bride. I wish I could own a piece of the cardboard business that Amazon sends just to the boxes for our house. Because
okay, and here you have it, UFS, and the company name is Domtar. And Domtar has, in addition to the packaging material, they're very strong, and they're the number one player in the absorbency market.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, we need absorbency products when we're very young and maybe when we're very old. That's the good news, right, Kevin? We're all going to live to be above 100 years old. That's
probably
a given.
So, yes.
But we're going to need some help along the way in the form of orthopedics, and maybe Domtar's absorbency products might have to help, right? So, I mean, it all depends, as we say. So a $37 stock, a company, market cap of only $1.9 billion. It wouldn't take much for someone to come in and buy Domtar, UFS. Great one to own. Really think about it. And I could see that certainly and easily becoming a double. So that's one of my favorite ones for everyone out there that's looking for companies that they just never thought were going to be the big winners. Another one I think that's very interesting that I've talked about before, but I still see opportunity, because so many of our value companies, the value has been taken out of them, and that's Ingredion. I've explained Ingredion. We know it as the old corn products company, but Ingredion, that corn products, because that's what they specialized in. But Ingredion, for some reason, the stock just hasn't bounced back as fast as other company stocks. It's only a $6 billion market cap, 2.8% dividend yield. Now, why would I say buy Ingredion? Because the corn sweeteners and starches are in everything.
Yeah.
Just open your cupboards up, and whether you take a look at your frozen breakfast market, you look at your crackers, you look at your candies, sodas, all of those, you know, they all products require this basic ingredient that comes from Ingredion, which is that corn syrup and those sugars. So Ingredion at $90, a really good one to have, because let's take it full circle back to what you just started the show with, Kevin, this evening. What was your point? Your point was, you know, what, we have all this taxation that's going to be coming down the pike, and that taxation is not just out of political kind of theology. It's going to be a necessity, because on the heels of this $1.9 trillion stimulus package, which is on the heels of the last one that was signed between Christmas and New Year's, on the heels of $7 trillion. Now we have what will be an infrastructure, $4 trillion. It might end up being $2.2 trillion, but a $4 trillion infrastructure stimulus package, and it has to be paid for some way.
Yeah.
And these projects, anyone can make, can say, hey, look, you know, you fix up a turnpike, a parkway, some kind of interstate, it's going to pay for itself because you can increase the tolls, you know, that one pays. That's not going to be the case. It's taxpayer money funded, and taxes are going to be rising. So everyone's got to be very, very careful about
Agreed.
What they do.
Hold on, now, Hillary. We got a final segment coming up, final minutes and final hot tips from Hillary. Stay with us.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka wants America to use common sense.
Nobody is allowed to know your health information. So why would a business, why would Delta Airlines, the local news agent, the local hot dog stand, have the right to your health information? They don't.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or healthcare proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Democrats are attempting to implement radical gun legislation that infringes on your Second Amendment rights, and we urgently need you to take action now. House Bill 127 has been introduced and could be voted on in coming weeks. This bill includes mandatory gun registration, license requirement to possess a firearm and ammunition, invasive psychological government evaluation of you and your family, mandatory firearm insurance, bans numerous rifles, shotguns, and magazines over 10 rounds, mandatory minimum prison sentences and fines for any gun owner that does not comply. We must stand up against this attempt to take away your Second Amendment rights. Please take action now by going to save2a.us or text save2a to 474747. Your right to own a gun is on the line. Go to save2a.us or text save2a to 474747 to pledge your support to save your right to keep and bear arms. Go to save2a.us or text save2a to 474747. Paid for by Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. CCRKBA.org.
This woman was home in the middle of the day when an armed intruder broke in. She grabbed her gun and hid in the closet. When he opened that door, she fired one shot, fatally wounding him. But the last sentence in the story caught my attention. Quote, the case will be referred to the district attorney's office to determine if any charges will be filed. This is why I am proud to tell you about U.S. Law Shield. For just $10.95 per month, you'll have immediate 24/7, 365 access to an attorney-answered emergency hotline and won't pay a penny in attorney's fees. Now, U.S. Law Shield is not a law firm and is underwritten by third-party insurers in many states. State law and insurance regulations apply. Please see the website for the applicable underwriting company and terms of coverage. Call 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America for a special radio offer. You'll feel better having U.S. Law Shield on your side. 833-4-GUN-LAW or visit uslawshield.com/America.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
What a big, powerful evening tonight, talking money, talking stocks with the woman who loves to talk stocks. In fact, I think she has a list so long that we could do 2 or 3 hours tonight and not get to everything that she has done in terms of preparing research for us. So, Hillary, on behalf of everybody that's listening, thank you for your always coming so well prepared to help us and to help us understand. Now, it's interesting that we're getting down to the end of the show because in the break you mentioned that there's a stock that you love. In fact, you've called it one of your stocks of the year, and I just had my first interaction with it as a company recently. What is it?
Airbnb. You got to own some Airbnb. It's one of our stocks of the year. And we usually come in, if not first place, pretty close to first place when we have those kind of companies. Now, many of you have heard about Airbnb, and it's basically short-term listings. It's a way to stay and to travel, and it's an alternative to staying in a hotel. People love it. The Airbnb paradigm is everything from being able to rent a castle in Scotland to sleeping on a person's pull-out couch in their living room, maybe in Harlem, when you want to be traveling around New York City and you want to do it cheap. And that's what I just love about Airbnb. It's the great equalizer. Just given so many people opportunities to make money. Many of the hosts, as I just said, like you'd be staying and the host is there and they give you a couch, they could give you a room, they could give you a room and suite, they give you a whole house. Airbnb is just brilliant, and it's part of what made us so excited 22 years ago when we first started hearing about the dot-com boom. And now you have companies, well, first of all, Airbnb, many of their properties do allow for you to bring your pet, your dog or your cat. But now we even have companies like Rover and companies looking to go public that's basically Airbnb for your pet. When you go away, it used to be, what were the options? Whatever your local purr and pooch is, your doggy hotel.
Right.
Now you can choose anything from a $5 a night opportunity where your cat's going to be with 10 other cats in a studio apartment in New York City. You could choose a $200 a night option, right, where a person has a big piece of property and they only care for one dog at a time. And again, it's a great way in this gig economy. Find our gigs. Use what you got. Play to your skill set, and when you think about it, that's where Airbnb comes in. That's where Rover comes in, and Airbnb is going to, I think, be hotter than ever. People really want to get on the road, and many of the hotels have a lot of restrictions. People aren't interested in. You have big families that travel.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Hillary.
Airbnb, we can't wait to hear about your experience.
We used Airbnb for this coming. We've already planned our summer kind of travel, and we're going to take a weekend to Cape May, but we used Airbnb for the first time, and it couldn't have been easier to set up and use and everything else. All right, so friends, that's it. The whole hour's gone so quickly. Again, you missed anything, get the podcast at soundcloud.com under the Kevin McCullough section, and then go to hillarykramer.com and get her newsletters. Hillary, one L and a K, hillarykramer.com. We'll be back next Monday with Hillary. Hillary, have a great week. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Profitable week for us all.